welcome to the New Africa Business Association. And good evening. Welcome to the New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and Community Group Investments, where we believe if one can do it, then many of us can. We'll be right back with our show in just a second. Be right back after these stations identifications. To the show. Tonight, we're going to be discussing a vested community. A vested community knows no violence. We have our special host with me tonight, and our guest speaker is going to be Attorney Shalor Williams. We also have another business person, Brother Abdul Aziz. You two wish to introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and my business is Halal Certification also.
Ms. Williams?
Hello, how are you? Welcome. Thank you for allowing me to come on your show. This is a wonderful opportunity for a small law business like I have, the law office of W. Alton, Los Angeles, Sherry Williams. We are located in Largo, Maryland. So I thank you.
And by all means, also, Ms. Williams is also the president of the association, so we have to be on our P's and Q's this evening. Ms. Williams and also Brother Aziz, you know, we've been talking about a vested community. And first of all, our topic of vested community being a nonviolent community. But before I like to talk about this word being vested, what it is to be vested. In order to be vested, there's got to be some sort of obligation between two individuals. In other words, if you're married, you're vested. If you have kids, that makes you vested. There's an obligation, the two of you that have to meet. And then, of course, I'm not the attorney, but I am a financial planner, so I have to deal with this.
Yes.
And so that's what makes you vested. And so two partners, you bought a house together.
That's right.
There's a monetary obligation that has to be built. It makes you vested. Right. So, again, that's what I mean about the community being become invested. And we know that the African-American communities, I've said many times, and I'll say it again, that the African-American communities, when it comes to owning businesses, they just don't exist in our communities. But when it comes to consumer spending,
yeah,
we're one of the highest spenders out there. We're making everybody quite wealthy. Even a lot of those folks that they call Trumps and all like that, or whatever is going on in our political system. But we're when it comes to the power of this country, believe it, African American dollar is extremely powerful, and it's helping everybody but the African American community. And the way we can help. I'm sorry, go right ahead, Ms. Williams.
I was just going to say that you hit it right on the, hit the nail right on the head. You know, when you're vested, like you said, the example you gave of buying a house, the problem is when you buy a house, your collateral is your property. So you have a secured position in making that investment into the community. And we don't do that as African-Americans or minorities. We don't invest. We don't encourage our children to invest in the community. We teach ourselves and our offspring to buy.
Right. Yes.
And knowing that coming from professionals like ourselves who are out here as business folks, and if the community was to become vested again. If you're looking at that consumer spendings as to where those dollar bills are averaging up to around in the hundreds of billions of dollars, we're talking about if the community, we're not talking about a market that someone else's market that we are trying to come to us. No, we're talking about our own African-American markets is making these spendings. And if we became invested and built in our own communities. I'm not talking about building in somebody else's market or going, as we say, going to town. No, going to town should be right in our own community. We need to create the going to town decor. Look, the monies we're spending, and look how much money this is going to make the community, just like Ms. Williams was just saying. The equities from owning these properties, well, the same thing is true in business. So again, and as far as violence, no. If our community, if I'm helping you to be prosperitable, you're helping me to be prosperitable.
Yeah.
And the cost for us, let's say if we had a franchise in the next 60 days, the group of us can do it. And my portion may be only $2,000 or $3,000, depending on how large the group is, but we have the business.
That's right.
That's what I mean about becoming invested because, like I said, our slogan, what one can do, the many can, it's just not a slogan. It is a direction.
If you look at
it. Go right, please, Ms. Williams, I'm going to go right ahead.
if you look at Tennessee and how in 1968 we had the riots, in 1991 we had the Mount Pleasant riots. From 1968 to 2006 and 2008, it took the city that long to begin to build in Columbia Heights area. Now listen here. For 40 years, the small minority family kept the small businesses running. And all of a sudden, the government said, oh, look how much money you're spending in Columbia Heights, in Mount Pleasant. Today, 2016, you don't even recognize 14th Street or Columbia Heights because somebody said, let's invest in that community. And when they did that, they moved the minorities out. They really did. So you are right, Malau. We have to figure out how to encourage our own to become vested, a vested business community.
Right. And it's not, no one should look at this as a sociable, or, you know, in other words, a charitable. No, this is profit making.
Right.
This gives the community, if they would come together, just start your business organization. Join this business organization. And by the way, before I get too excited and too carried away, let me give the audience the advantage to participate with us. You can call in 657-383-1372. I will repeat, 657-383-1372. And hey, this gives you the opportunity to talk to a business association, the African American Business Association. We represent the local metropolitan area, but the African Business Association is all over this nation. So, again, this is African Americans not only identifying and talking about circulating our dollars right back into our communities, but the only way we can circulate those dollars back into our communities, we must provide the goods and the services that African Americans like to spend their monies on. No way can we tell a person not to spend your monies uptown when you don't have nothing to offer them downtown.
Right.
So, but I'm, and that's the advantage. I mean, that is our advantage right now, but that advantage is slowly being taken away from us. Boy, these Oriental markets, and that is your real advantage of your cash flow. Look at their cash flow. 90% of their cash flow is coming from African Americans.
Yes. Yes.
You don't see them in your communities distributing anything else back.
Right.
But boy, their cash flow, and they're living good up there in Potomac.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and Virginia. And what I like to say is that the African American population supports all groups except their own group.
Right.
We would rather go to a doctor that's not African American, a lawyer that's not African American, anybody that's not African American. We have to stop that. You and I and everybody who's within the listening group, we know somebody with a fantastic business. And we should have that person join this group right here. If we have to twist their arm, or whatever, we've got to get our act together with our own populations.
Go right ahead. No, please continue, Ms. Williams.
We have to incorporate them. We have to show them how they have an obligation to leave a legacy for their own family and friends and community.
And
yes, absolutely. That's correct.
Yes. And like I said, this, and I sort of dragged my words here because as a financial planner, you know, if you start looking at, I want to invest my money into some sort of stimulus growth. If I saw a portfolio, and that portfolio is telling me that here's a community that is spending in excess of $800 billion a year, but that same community does not have any businesses, and like Miss Wim said, we don't spend our monies or what have you with each other. The outside markets, and I know for a fact, you know, the Standard & Poor's did a report on just what we're talking about back in 2005. It was called The Power of the Black Dollar. And they suggested, and I suggest, just what we're talking about tonight, that the that large businesses, when they think about building their businesses, make certain you put your business within the radius of the African American community, because again, that's that large group that spends a whole lot of money, and so the spending part, that's not going to stop. But I am just saying, African American people, you look at what's going on out here in the political world, even right now, and 2016. Can you believe what's going on in this other, what we thought was dead is mad at this point.
Yeah.
But like I said, but the whole thing that controls America is the dollar bill. So again, if we start talking about black power, the black power starts with that dollar bill. That is extremely powerful. Circulate that back into your communities, and guess who is getting rich? Can anybody make a guess?
Yeah, our community.
But it's not us.
We circulate
back
into our community.
Not until we circulate it back into communities. Someone else is going to be getting the money as long as you're spending it on the outside of your community. And so that's what I mean. Let's become vested and make the African-American community and a very industrious community. Put our franchises there that we like to, the McDonald's or the whatever franchises that we like to spend our money. Why not have them in our own communities, invested by the community? Everybody is sharing in on the returns, and 9 times out of 10, because you were such a large group, your investment is not that much. And all of a sudden, I own a portion of McDonald's, I own a portion of blah, 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 whatever business that was open up, I own a portion of it. And when the profits come in, there's no way that little small investment I made is not going to make me money as long as that business is in operation. And like I said, we have the professionals here. You're speaking to them. We have an attorney. I mean, listen, I stutter again because, again, you take a person like myself. I've been in finance and a licensed financial planner for over 40 years. I'm retired. I don't necessarily want to be in nothing that calls investment, anything. Everything I want to be is I want it to be fixed income. But because of the opportunities that I know as a businessman, I wouldn't do it alone. But you start telling me to take the power of the African-American community and build that community, yes, I would be willing to put my monies in. I ain't doing no work. But I'll put my money in with those who wants to grow that community, especially. And see, this is what I mean about the nonviolence. See, when you're worth something to me and I'm worth something to you, and everybody's worth something to, where will violence come in?
Right. Right.
When are you going? I'm ready.
There's another way that we should be able to help stop this violence. You know, you have to do smart spending. Let me give you an example. I'm an attorney who practices law in Maryland. My partner practices law in D.C. and Maryland. We have very reasonable prices. We don't have to outprice anybody. We don't have to underprice anybody. We have reasonable prices. But people sometimes want to go to somebody that's going to charge them well above what they need to charge. And people will pay that cost because they won't go to a minority law firm. They do it all of the time in every business that you have. That's why we have to promote smart spending, smart business entities. And that's what you're doing or trying to do. We just have to continue this venture to convince our own people and others to look at this reasonably. We don't have to buy a $200 tennis shoe. We can get the same with a $50 tennis shoe.
That's right. That's correct.
And Ms. Williams, after hearing what you just said, let's make certain that you get, make certain the community knows how to get in touch with you. Go right ahead and please, because again, we know this is, we know why we're representing the community as professional business folks. So go right ahead and please share your information.
Oh, yes. We're the law offices of W. Alton Lewis and Shalora and Kerry Williams. We're located at 1450 Mercantile Lane, Suite 155, Largo, Maryland. Our telephone number is 301-341-5577. And understand this. We know you have problems with adoption, divorce, and separation, foreclosures, name change. We want to help you with your probate matters, wills, and legal referrals.
Thanks so much, Ms. Williams. We will go on to take a small commercial break, and we'll be right back with tonight's show.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660. Or 301-234-9090.
Hello?
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 What is that noise? Is that me?
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
All right. Welcome back to the Business Association. I think we also have our CPA on. Ms. Baker, are you with us?
Yes.
All right. Good evening, Ms. Baker. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, Ms. Baker.
Okay.
Ms. Williams, Ms. Baker just came in. She's also one of the board members of the association.
Oh, yeah. Let me just say this about Ms. Baker. I think she's one of the top-notch persons I've ever worked with when it comes to taxes for businesses and individuals. I use her for my clients all the time, and I want to thank you, Ms. Baker.
All right, thank you for the referrals.
Ms. Baker, of course, we're talking about a vested community and how a vested community can do what many won't be able to do if they wasn't to come together and start investing as a group and building businesses as a community group. We also were talking about the reasons for it, because of the huge amount of monies that we spend as consumers, and no one is going to know that any better than you, being a CPA, and I know how far back the two of us started. I ain't no sense in us start thanking each other, because we wouldn't get through enough thanking, because we know we go back years and years and years. But when we all, like I said, the New Africa Business Association, these professionals that you're hearing on the air today, this was no mishap. We've been talking about how we can service the community and stimulate businesses' activities for quite a while. But these professionals that, and not only these professionals, we asked other professionals to come on and join us to grow the business interests of this community. Ms. Williams, I am going to turn it back to you.
Okay. Well, let's just say this. Ms. Baker, give us your idea of community business investment in the community and what you think we should do.
Well, I guess, to me, it's like always been a problem in our community in which we don't come together to support each other's businesses. I mean, I still find it in my area, too, of expertise as to people trusting other groups and other races to handle their books and taxes and things like that. They don't believe what you say.
Yeah, and, and when we say we need to promote our own, people think we are saying something wrong. And I don't understand
right.
that sometimes.
I don't understand it either, because most of the time they're in trouble or trying to work with taxes or something like that. And it's like they don't trust in our expertise.
That's true.
Because it's the same thing that this person over here is going to say. It's the same law. It's the same law. So I guess in trying to get our people to look at that, they're going to say the same thing over there. I don't know if it comes out their mouth better or what happens there. So,
I think all through our early days, see, we you and I and people who take a risk, take a chance, or we believe in ourselves, we want the people to believe in us as well. But what I think happens is we help the community not to trust our own. I know you have heard while you were growing up, I'm going to go get another lawyer. I'm not going to get a African-American lawyer.
Right.
They don't know much. And I think our guest, why don't we let all of you talk about that for a minute?
And that number, of course, where you can all share in on this conversation is 657-383-1372. Our mics are open.
And we're going to open it up pretty soon.
And we invite all call-ins to participate. But, and I stutter again because what you ladies are saying is so true. And as those of us who've been in business a long time, it's been rough sometimes being convincing to our communities. But at the same time, I am one who believes you can't tell me that if a person is going to spend the kind of money, especially when it comes to, I got to talk about the females now, that go into these beauty parlors. And I watch this. This is one of the things that for the last couple of months, and look, I almost sometimes go to bed at night and can't believe the amount of money I see flowing through these here Oriental beauty shops that have all of this beauty stuff in it, your nails, your hair, I don't know, whatever is in there. A lot of African American women are constantly flowing in and out, in and out, in and out. And I am saying, wait a minute. The sisters know what they want to buy to look pretty. Why aren't they selling it to each other? Yeah, so again, that's an open question. You guys are I am saying this: if we was to build it. I think there was an old commercial that came out. If you build it, they will come. I believe
yes.
that.
I believe that.
If the African Americans build the businesses that they like, again, the goods and services that they've been spending their money on, if it was right in their community, I don't think they're going to go outside of that. I think they're going to spend their monies right there. In other words, it's, as business folks, it's our responsibility to have the goods and services that those who that our community want to spend their monies on. That's our responsibility. And it's our responsibility also to satisfy that client. So build it and they will come. And using the power of what one can do, the many of us can, I don't see nothing but money being made from and from a simple investment, because the group is what makes up the power.
And we have a pretty large group. But before we go to commercial, Baker, please tell everybody how to get in touch with you.
Yes, I'm Baker Financial Services. I'm located in Largo, Maryland. Address is 1401 Mercantile Lane, Suite 200W, and my phone number is 301-630-7220.
Oh, that's great. I think we're going to commercial at this point for a short commercial.
And we'll be right back.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I cry, for you kneel only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul.
Hey, what
I spend my
name?
Days in longing.
No, you don't need no air freshener.
You know it's you that I am longing. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you throw away Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I can have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. Oh, I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul.
Mm-hmm.
cry for you, dear only. Oh, why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. I spend my days.
All right, we're back. Let me remind that you can call in, talk with us, 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. And let me also remind you that we need you to come with us on this journey, the New Africa Business Association. Let me give you the contact information, 301-234-9090 or 202-288-5660. Email address is newafricaba@gmail.com. The website is newafricabusinessassociation.com. Now let's get back to our discussion. Hello.
Hello, right here, Ms. Williams. And also,
okay.
Ms. Williams, just to let everybody know, especially business folks, but that website, if you want to, some of the businesses that are with us locally and a few of them out of state, you can go to our website and go to our business directories, and you can see participating businesses that you can now start using their services. And they are members of this association, so we can guarantee you that you're going to get a good deal from them. And I always ask about discounts because you found out through this station. Remind them that you found out through this station. So the wonderful services that that our business owners normally give will give you even more because you are participating in their business association. So again, thanks so much, Ms. Williams, for giving that information out. Ms. Williams and Ms. Baker, both, to assist in the knowledge of this community, we're going to in the near future, and telling the listeners that these two professionals will be giving shows on estate planning, such as, like I said, probate and how you deal with probate. Ms. Williams and Ms. Baker will also be able to assist you in incorporating and how to incorporate. I'm finding that there are many out here that think that incorporating an LLC or what have you is very difficult, but again, that's what our professional services, that's why we're here. We're here to assist you, and many a time you won't incur as much cost. So we look forward to you two professionals giving professional information that would normally cost a whole lot of money. I want you to come into their office.
Yeah.
So any comments that you guys will do, please feel free to come right in.
I hear our baritone back there. I haven't heard from him for a little while.
How you doing, Ms. Baker?
Hello.
Yes. Hey, I back up with Ms. Williams say about that, Ms. Baker. When it comes to business help and professionalism, you're the best that I know, period. You know? For real, man.
That is true. Now, Ms. Baker,
I pray that our community, we're going to let our community know more about it.
That's right.
You know, I was telling Mr. Bynum here, that I co-host, that, you know, I was given this understanding that, you know, a vested community is more or less, you know, when people come together and have a common commitment to accomplish something together, you know, whatever that may be. But in the business community, what that vested community means is we as a group of people have a common commitment to start buying from one another. And you know, every one of our businesses that are, let's say, the same, all lawyers, African American lawyers, all of them can't be bad and all of them can't be good, you know. But we do make a commitment to go to our own people to see if we can do business with them. That's what a vested community is, and I think that starts individually. But however, our leaders, if they had the, you know, the intestinal fortitude to do it, our leaders should be telling their organizations, their pews, their churches, the mosques or whatever, to start going into this program, because you're going to be creating community wealth, jobs for yourselves as well as your children and other members of the community that want to work in those different individual fields. So that's
what I thought would be a community,
us supporting one another and telling one another, use our business.
We also want to make the point, at least I think we're trying to make the point, that we should be included in the selection of businesses when you want certain services or products. And sometimes the minority businesses are excluded to the point that they risk losing their own business. We're worth taking a chance with. Now, October the 15th is a very special date. Ms. Baker, will you tell our community how important that is?
Yes, it's the last extension for your 2015 taxes. Those that did extensions, this is the last day that you can basically file. A lot of the filers that are submitting taxes at this time probably owe. But, you know, you have to work with the IRS to set up payment plans and just get the taxes in on time.
And you work with corporations and individuals, do you not?
Yes. Yes. I specialize in small businesses, really. But I do individual taxes, too. Because I work with the small businesses, like, all during the year.
Ms. Baker, make certain we see your information is given again for maybe some of the latecomers. And let me say just before you start, many of our listeners are on the internet. I know for sure most of them go on the internet rather than telephone. So, Ms. Baker, go ahead and please share your information. So,
yes, I didn't give my website. My website is www.bakerfinancialservices, is abbreviated as SVCS.com.
That's great.
And
that's great.
Ms. Williams, I would ask you to do the same.
Oh, yes. Let me do it this way. My email address is sacw@verizon.net. Our phone number is 301-341-5577. And there's no legal question that's too small. Call us. Let us see if we can help you. We try to work with anybody with business contracts, legal referrals, wills, if we can't do it, we'll help you find a reasonable attorney that will work things out with you. And we all work together. This group right here, we refer to our clients to each other. So we look after you. Now, I'd like for, you know, what we should do is tell people how we got started. Ms. Baker, how did you get here?
Basically, I've been working with Mr. Bynum for I don't know how many years. I'm not going to say that with ages. basically working with him and his group of referrals and things like that, and starting in the organization a long time ago. So I've been, I guess, around for a while here. And through this organization, I've been able to grow my business along with referrals to other businesses, too. So it's been very beneficial to me.
If you don't mind, Ms. Williams, I'd like to piggyback on what Ms. Baker just said. Ms. Baker, when I met Ms. Baker, of course, I met her as a client. And Ms. Baker was working with Honeywell at the time. She was a big-time manager with Honeywell, But I think they went on a one of those downsized things or something like that. But Ms. Baker and I saw the skills. I saw her talents just from talking with her. And when she went on this here, when the company downsized, and she started talking about putting in her resumes, this and that, looking for jobs, I think I sort of reminded Ms. Baker to, and the same thing I like to remind a whole lot of our young professionals who study business. This thing of, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a job. We all got to have an income. But like I asked Ms. Baker, look, let's use your services and combine our services the same way, Ms. Williams, we have all combined our services, beauty, financial planning, seminars, and what have you. But I asked Ms. Baker, let's combine our services and see what happens to become incorporated. I can say, and the reason I'm saying this is because the first year, Ms. Baker and myself incorporated Bynum's and Baker's Association. I couldn't believe when she did the taxes, and I mean, we had some great expenses, but our revenues in that first year exceeded $300,000, and neither one of us has ever looked back since. Ms. Baker, I hope you don't mind me telling that old story.
Okay.
that's a very good story. And that's available to many people in our listening audience.
Well, the thing that I try to pitch to young kids, just like you said, and trying to find their niche or their career goals or whatever they want to do in college or without or in a trade school, is that you have to find something that you can sell to the consumer, either to a consumer or to a company.
That's right.
Because then you have your options to be in a company or you have an option to be an entrepreneur. So when you go to school, think about something that can sell and something that's going to be there, a career that's going to be there. That's going to be there because you'll have that option. You always have that option to be in a company or an entrepreneur. Because whatever career you have or whatever product you have or whatever, it'll sell either way.
And the good part about our group and our group that's growing is that whenever we have a question, we call each other up and ask them, do you have an idea how I can work this out? Because we're always in competition with some other business. That never ends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And right. That's what you become
part of. But again, you have to find, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to find your niche.
That's right.
Of whatever that niche is. But your niche is not anything, some of it's not new. It's just the way that you do business.
That's right.
Because all the wheel has been created. All you got to do is find the wheel for you.
That's right.
That's why we encourage those who have business ideas. We encourage those ideas because you see, as professionals, we may be able to stimulate that idea of yours. But it starts with, like Ms. Baker saying, what is your niche? What is your talent? Let us know. That's what the community just might invest into. Again, what one can do, many of us can.
Well, there's something Mr. Williams had mentioned earlier about this list of black businesses. It's just not any business. When she said, let's qualify the businesses, I think that's very important, Ms. Williams, that you brought that up. I just wanted to add, like Angie's list, it could be a Shalor's list. And this, you know, and this would be, this, and I'm serious, this would be businesses that have a top A rated, black business, African American businesses that have top rated credentials, and they could be on the list. And those are the people that we will refer, because we know if we call the other people's businesses around, they're going to charge top dollar, and they're not going to have that same ethical moral skill that, you know, we're also going to be advertising off the you know, Better Business list that you have. So I just wanted to make that comment, that that was a very excellent suggestion, and we definitely need something like that.
All right, we have so few minutes left. Everybody can put their plug in right now, and let's at least tell everybody what our niche is.
Okay.
Well, my name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and I'm in the Halal Certification of Business in the Islamic community. And Halal certification is a process wherein there are certain products that we have, food, clothing, various cosmetics, different things that we have in the community, whether or not they meet the standards that our community requires for them to be of use to our community. And that's what I primarily do.
And how can we get in touch with you if we have a question?
And you can get in touch with me at area code 202-903-7278, and that name is the Halal Intelligence Agency. That's the name of the business. My name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and thank you.
All right. Okay, Ms. Baker, again, what's your niche?
My niche is working with small businesses through accounting, bookkeeping, and taxes, and financial planning, and helping them to look at their bottom line to, you know, when they want to expand or they want to increase business. I mean, you always got to look at your numbers.
And your telephone number, again.
And my telephone number is 301-630-7220.
Okay, and my niche is probate, wills, estate planning, and family law. You can reach me on 301-341-5577. Mr. Viner?
Yeah, we're going to take, we got a call, and we'll take the call in. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Caller? Hello?
Hello? Hi, my name is Sheila Cross-Reed. I have an affordable housing business, Avanti Real Estate Services. We specialize in assisting people to be able to purchase houses in a market where it's been very difficult due to gentrification and the fact that housing prices have escalated dramatically here in the district. So we try to basically assist people who otherwise were having a difficult time purchasing a house rather than renting. My company is Avanti Real Estate Services. We are both real estate brokers and developers. My number is 202-265-4663.
And may I say, Avanti Real Estate Services is one of the best. I hope to have her on this show next week so she can give you a true insight to the good things that Avanti Real Estate Services does.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely.
We have Mr. Bynum, you're the last person to speak.
Okay. Well, Ms. Williams, and again, you just heard from the directors of the New Africa Business Association. Attorney Williams is our, of course, our legal advisor, and your legal advisor. Gina Baker, again, one of the best accountants you're going to look at. I can tell you right now, if you ever had to go before that Internal Revenue and somebody give you one of those orders, I've been through it. She took me through two of them. I kept my legs crossed the whole time. And when she said, "You sweat when I sweat," I never sweated. And I'm telling you, dealing with, we have pros here, ladies and gentlemen. And those of you who wish to join this association and participate, this business association is for the community. So again, Mr. Shaheed, how can they get in touch with us again?
Well, for our listeners out there, we have a New Africa web address, and it's New Africa Business Association.
And so again, we look for your participation. We thank you for being listeners. We will look forward to continuing our show every Wednesday from 7 until 8. And again, we will remind you what one can do, the many can. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.